Hey, beautiful people. It is full moon night. And that beautiful Luna is in sight. And it creates the opposite spectrum of the reality we know it. This duality we know it. And we call it daytime, nighttime, sunlight, moonlight, sun, moon, mother, father. You can think of them. Because it makes sense that you would call the sun a father because it is so powerful, right? And that it actually can doom you, right? You stay out in the sun too long, it will literally exhaust you and take everything from you. But just the right amount of it, just the right amount of that discipline, we're calling it. That seems to be one of the masculine traits that is coming out. Sorry, it is the Body Brain Coach. We're back with another podcast episode of the Body Brain Broadcast. And I want to start with this. Don't believe a word I say, and don't even listen to me seeking something that you don't already know. Just listen and observe and understand and do your own research about what exactly I'm saying and what I'm speaking about. Okay? This is your reality. The world is in your hands. I have no control over what you are to believe and what you are to take away from this. The only thing I'm in control of is me. Is the tips of my fingers and the tips of my toes. And that is it. It doesn't matter if I do something crazy to someone else. I'm not responsible for the way they're reacting. I'm responsible for the way I am acting. And that's it. So basically what I'm saying is that this reality, I want to get so far into the reality that I not only get lost in the reality, because guess what? If you want to talk about reality, most of the time people are just going to want to numb out, tune out. Who cares about reality? Like right now I have a stuffy nose a little bit, right? Some allergen, some bug got me, all right? I feel amazing right now, and that's usually how it's been, right? My nose will get all stuffed up. So the body, what I feel is my mind has surpassed my body in terms of its ability to control itself. So if I'm feeling kind of just like, I hate this right now, what am I doing right now? My mind could easily get me out of that. But the body, you see, the body is the mind. And the body is more intelligent, I'd say, than the mind. Like, I don't want to say more intelligent, I just want to say it's more diverse than the mind, I think, in a lot of ways, because the body is literally the cosmos, as you know it. It holds every planet within it. It holds every experience, every emotion, every response, and every trigger, and every sound, and every vibration, everything. The body is intelligent, and that's the design of this human body we're in. But the mind, you can't get away from the mind. The mind-body. As soon as we start getting into spirituality and the soul, we're talking about soul. Things start to kind of blur out a little bit because we're in a mind and a body. Of course, we're not tapped into soul and spirit as much, but we're tapped into body and brain all day, all night, baby. We're either conscious, living conscious, or living subconsciously or unconsciously. But as far as super conscious goes, as far as living in that unknown space where we're able to create anything we set our minds to and our bodies to, man, we're far from that, I would say, as a species. Not understanding our power, just feeling like we're being taken advantage of all the time. And I don't want to think about it as being a sad story all the time. This is absolutely the greatest story ever told by anyone, by any being, by any God. This reality right now we're experiencing, it doesn't matter how great or how mediocre it seems to be. You are on this plane right now experiencing something, experiencing life. Like, you can see, you can feel. If you have some senses that are not cut on as much, it is merely because you are attaching to that idea or that belief, right? Look into this guy, Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's figuring out, and basically this has already been known by our ancient ancestors. Those wise, limitless beings knew that the mind controls the body, mind over matter, so to speak. But that matter matters, and matter is what we're indulged in right now. We are living with matter, so we cannot avoid and resist, ignore matter, because it's all around us, you see. So to avoid matter and not to not see its importance, its significance, is to literally ignore the mind and see the mind as being lesser, not meaning much. So now we're seeing our reality. We don't even think about it much. So when you're tuning into like a podcast like this, and it's like sometimes it's like sci-fi, almost like blowing your mind and revealing things about you that you know. Like deeply within your vessel and your mind and your consciousness, you know it. It's just dormant, lying dormant in there. It's sleeping. It's like that giant, that sleeping giant, so to speak. It's that whole analogy that you have within you. All of this gnosis, all of this guidance. That's what I feel right now. I'm being guided by the full moon. I'm literally standing outside, surrounded by a bunch of trees and dark sky, but it's more so navy blue. And I see some stars, and I see city lights, because I'm living in the Aramonic deception. I'm living in this illusion, willingly choosing to, because I know at any moment I can go back into the wild. I'm not stupid, so I won't do that, because I know I haven't got my current all lined up. I know that there's a lot of things going on with my consciousness that just needs to be sorted out. It needs to be filed correctly. It's a bit disorganized. It's a bit all over the place, right? My desires are contradictory. I want this thing one day, and then I want this other thing the next. Okay? So really what I want to do is break this false illusion, break out of the fake matrix. I'm already feeling like I'm out of it, but I'm still in it. So now I'm living like a hypocrite. Because I can speak about it and preach about it and teach. I can educate and inform other beings what's happening here. Why it's happening. And you don't even have to go this deep, okay? You don't have to take it this deep. Like if you want to play a sport, you don't have to learn about the physics and the trajectories and how the angles and the scientific measurements. You don't have to learn about those things, how to make a cut, how to dribble, right? You don't need to know those things, because a deeper aspect of you already has the geometric codes. They are literally in your genetics. This is a genetic reality we're living in. That's what karma is. The karma is in the genetics. Okay? And we're learning that genetics is not all there is here. There's epigenetics. So there's an ability to change, become rebirthed, be reborn, so to speak. To completely reinvent oneself into another being. So that's epigenetics. And epigenetics saying that, you know, you can turn genetic, certain receptors and centers within your genetics, you can turn them on and off. Okay? But the code, in terms of how you look, how you feel the majority of the time, your parents, your brother, your sisters, that's pretty much going to remain the same, because that would be changing too much. That would be literally like you're awakening in another reality, another realm. So that would be probably too unstable for the masses to experience, for the average being. Okay, no one's truly average, just there's average consciousness levels that we're being bombarded with on a daily basis. Nah, you gotta go into work. Did you pay your bill today? You got my money? you gotta have a degree. You ain't smart enough. You ain't special enough. On and on and on about how you can drill someone, brainwash them into believing they're lesser, believing that they are unworthy of a reality that they really want, that they deserve, or that they should be experiencing. But that it's just not aligned. It's not connected. They're not congruent with that reality vibrationally, genetically, emotionally, mentally, physically. All of the E's, all of the Lees, okay? They're just not what you would say harmonious and symbiotic with that. That version of this whole human experience. And I'm aware of this. That's why I know why I am where I am. Not being able, not having tapped yet the full awakening and the full expansion of my own consciousness and why I'm here and what I'm supposed to be doing here and what power I truly possess that I need to begin to express and reveal to the world that they have that same thing. And that's where, when the abundance comes. Because what happens when you reveal to someone that the money, this physical medium that they're attaching to, doesn't even really matter, and that what really matters is the experience and the level of awareness that you are at. Because that's really it. That's why everyone will tell you, if they made it, even a little bit of cash, it's the mindset. It's just the mindset, man. It's my habits, okay? They go on and on about these two different things, mindset and habits, okay? But what does that even mean? Well, I could take it metaphysical. I could take it higher so you can actually break it down a bit more and truly understand what they're really saying. Is that environments shift the culture of your DNA. So, and this is another thing, intention. Right? A lot of manifestation, they talk about this. Teachers, they talk about intention and how if you would just believe with all your being, all your fibers within your body, if you would just believe with everything that this is a reality, this is what I want to experience, and this is what I'm going to experience. But basically, more so than that, it's what I'm currently experiencing. Because when you're wanting to get into manifestation, sorry, I'm all over the place. Just stay with me here. If you're wanting to learn how to manifest realities, like I said, don't believe a word I'm saying. Just follow me here. Just hear me out. If you're wanting to learn how to manifest realities for yourself, change realities, shift realities, okay, time jump, quantum jump, through time and space, you would literally have to understand that time, as we know it, is an illusion. It's relative to the being who's perceiving the time. And here's the third key that will unlock everything for you. Time is now. Time is now. And you would say, well, what's now? When you're thinking, you're living in that thinking. You're alive there still. So what does it mean to be here and now? What being here and now literally is trying to explain to you is that everything that has ever existed or that is going to exist is right here now. Okay? So think about all the ancient philosophers. Think about all the Jesus, the Buddha, the Krishna, all of those powerful spiritual figures that have been able to have the mass consciousness attracted to them. How were they able to do that? First of all, cosmic consciousness. But second of all, the realization and the further understanding or the firm understanding and awareness. Okay, awareness. Because once you become aware, everything opens up. So as me right now, I know some of the things aren't happening and shifting the right way because I'm just not aware of them all the time. I'm aware most of the time about a fictitious reality that's been set up for Michael Edward Gaynor III. Not for... Sorry, some crazy arcanic disruption just happened. Alright? But not for the infinite, limitless being that I am. Alright? This is what's happening to all of us. And so... Where was I? Let me catch my train of thought. Okay, so yeah, they had this awareness that this reality, right, we call it a reality, call it the matrix, call it your experience, call it your life, okay? It is now. That's it. That's literally it. And so if you're saying, okay, everything's now. Okay, so that means the beginning of time as we all know it. It doesn't matter whether it was through evolution or through some creation that happened by a higher being. All of it's happening now. Okay? Simultaneous time. This is why time is weird. It's an enigma in this reality. It just seems to be jumping all over the place. We can't ever, like, get a hold of it. We can't control it. It just keeps going and going and going. And if it stops for one person, it just keeps going and going and going for another person. Okay? But I want you to understand that time as we know it, and the clock system, and the Julian calendar, and all of these different ways that we perceive time nowadays, is just how we perceive it in these times, in these days, in this age. Our ancient ancestors, they had no real concept of what time exactly meant. Right? Mapping the cosmos, seeing that we're on a cyclical clock, more so than anything. Right, you see it with the Mayan calendar, you see it with all the zodiacs, everything. The yin yang symbol, everything seems to be a spiral or a circular type of motion. More spherical than anything, right? There's no straight line to time, right? The infinity symbol, what's that? It's not a straight line in that. Okay, you're in and you're out. Never ending, okay? So as I'm talking, when I'm talking to someone and they're saying, and trying to convince, okay, they're trying to convince and persuade and manipulate. This is how powerful they are. But I also know I have those same powers within me. So they cannot control me and trick me into believing I don't have that same skill or that same ability or that same power or that whatever, that same truth. It's that same makeup. All right, so what I'm even explaining and detailing and breaking down for you right now is that we're created to completely break out of this reality, but that this reality is beautiful, it is blissful, and that wherever your consciousness is taking you, that's where you're going to go. So you decide. And you choose. Like, that seems weird to me. In terms of this free will argument that's always being played by a bunch of beings on the reality. Is time, is like our life predetermined? Like, is things out of our control, like all the way? Do we have free will? Is my life even my own doing, my own choice? Like I said, the karma. Okay, and the karma is locked into the DNA, and you're being looped. You're being looped in terms of your memory and your consciousness. That's why sometimes it's hard to wake up out of this. Because when you get out of your body, when you're dead, you're still here. And a lot of people don't realize that they're going to still be in this level of awareness of being able to see like how their family's looking at them when they're lying there. Being able to go to their children when they're like in their older age, when they're in their older years, going to them, resonating to them. Because when we're dying, we're truly seeing everything break apart. Like, we're not locked into linear time anymore. Yeah, that is when everything we see, all the connections, we see that massive collective consciousness database, and it's all stored there, and we're aware and we're awake to it, not needing to have every detail being spoken to us, because it's there. It's just there. If we wanted to know something that we didn't feel we know in that sort of space of reality, it just show up. It just literally would pop up in front of us. Because the way our thoughts work on another realm is instantaneous. Thoughts, intentions, desires, our feelings, our imagination. Man, they hold so much potency and profound phenomena inside of them. We don't even really right now see what's true and what's false. Because what's true, it would literally shatter every belief system that we've attached to, every structure that we've designed for ourselves in the physical reality. Like, I mean everything, right? The children you had, you know, the people you fell in love with and that you hate and all this stuff. It would just literally be all out in the open. And however much energy you're giving to something is literally what you're creating time and time again in future realities and in this reality more so. Because we already know how we get stuck in past subconscious programs, living the same lives, having the same thoughts, having the same beliefs, not knowing forgiveness, not knowing unconditional love, not knowing non-judgment, not knowing that there is love that frees us from fear, that we don't have to attach ourselves to any idea, belief, or creation of our mind and other minds that are at play here. So anyways, it's been a day, it's been a night. It's been a broadcast. It's been a transmission. I love you. And I'm going back. Later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.